Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, September 30. Coming up, government approves funds for post-hurricane recovery efforts, Bank of Jamaica approves commercial bank licenses, and government to establish interministerial working group on safeguarding children in sport. The news in detail after this message.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. The government has approved an advance of funds to assist with recovery efforts immediately after the passage of Hurricane Matthew. Members of Parliament will have access to $1 million each, which will come from the Constituency Development Fund. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the figure was determined after a meeting with the Minister of Finance.
We do not want to be caught for any extended period of time trying to recover. We will provide as best as our budget allows the resources to support the effort of those who lead the recovery.
Mr. Holness adds that a special allocation will also be made for civil infrastructure recovery. Meanwhile, local government minister Desmond McKenzie says all emergency responders have been put on high alert and parish disaster committees across the island have been activated. He notes that permission has also been granted for all parish councils to use part of the parochial revenue fund to assist disaster mitigation efforts. $250 million was made available at the start of the hurricane season for special drain cleaning to minimize the possibility of flooding. Three new commercial banks are slated to enter the local financial landscape. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the Bank of Jamaica has approved three new commercial bank licenses, paving the way for the institutions to establish operations in Jamaica. Mr. Shaw says he expects the introduction of the new banks to increase competition in the sector and lead to lower interest rates on loans and other financial products.
I want to say to the commercial banks, look out. What we have seen here, this enjoying these spreads that are incongruent with global standards, I've said to the commercial banks, look out, because I am pushing for competition, more competition, lower rates. That is what is going to happen.
The minister was speaking at Prime Asset Management Limited's 9th Annual Pension Seminar in New Kingston Thursday. Cabinet has approved further amendments to the Proceeds of Crime Act to take the profit out of crime. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says this is part of the government's measures to tackle crime and violence. He adds that a comprehensive review of the 1867 Constabulary Force Act is underway, in keeping with efforts to modernize the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF. The changes seek to reflect the JCF as a citizen safety and peacekeeping force rather than a militia force as embodied in the current legislation.
We will shortly bring to the House more legislative measures targeting crimes committed with the gun. We will seek the support of both sides for this legislative program. We must clearly, as a nation, let all know that gun crimes will be dealt with harshly.
Minister Montague was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. And the government is to establish an interministerial working group and task force on safeguarding children in sport. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the task force will examine the role of government in the provision of resources, as well as the setting, implementing, monitoring and enforcing of standards related to the participation of children in sport.
The objectives of the task force would include drafting of an intergovernmental work plan with specific actions and responsibilities for determining the stability of children to participate in sport, critical incident management and reporting procedures, protocol on the provision of medical and other services at training and competition, etc. Training and certification in safety and response.
Ms. Grange says the working group will engage with the Inter-Secondary School Sports Association, ISSA, and other stakeholders around these issues. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.